What's Appalachianin'? And welcome back to What's Appalachianin'. It's been a minute and we are rusty as hell. This is Gabe Roush with
Cody Greathouse.
And I guess it's good to be back after a 12-month hiatus, and Dude. We were really spotty before that.
Yeah, I think Gabe and I were talking before the episode. We played the intro music and it was just like, "Oh my gosh, I missed this." Like,
yeah. It was almost nostalgic.
It really was. It really was. And you know, there for a while we were during the pandemic of 2020, we were at it quite often, and because we had the time,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And naturally.
We were every week. I mean, we're pumping out episodes every week.
When you don't work regularly.
Who knew?
Who would have known it's easy to put a podcast out once a week?
It really is.
That was tough.
You know, when work started back up, we were just like, dude, we can keep the once a week thing.
Oh, yeah. We were too big
we
for
were
our britches.
Sorely mistaken. then we went on a little hiatus. And, the other night, Gabe and I were hanging out, and it's, I guess to me, it was too good of a thing to let go. I think for us, it was, it was time for us to kind of unwind for you and I.
Agreed.
And it was time for, it was a time for us to just kind of hang out. And I think our listeners enjoyed tuning into the fact that we literally just kicked it, had a couple beers, and talked.
Yeah. I mean, like, the motive was just to hang out and talk about Appalachia stuff.
Yeah, literally
overall,
anything.
I mean, yeah. And
there was a lot that has happened.
Past 12 months?
In the last year.
Yeah, because our last episode, I think, wasn't it with Justin Lewis?
I don't know if we did the last one with Lewis or if we did one after that. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I think, looking ahead, I think this is going to be a lot more consistent now that we're bringing it back. We're planning on doing once a month.
Yeah.
So I think that's a lot more manageable moving forward. I think that's something that, our listeners can look forward to throughout the month.
100%.
We may release some extra content here and there.
Yeah.
Hopefully we build it back up to what we had at one point. And I understand if some people were upset that, we didn't do it.
Just ghosted everybody.
We just literally ghosted everybody. We left everybody on red.
We're like, and our priority shifted.
We literally left everybody on red.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I think that's what.
I mean, looking back, though, work picked back up. I mean, you took over as head coach of the girls program, the girls basketball program. I've shifted schools for at least this season.
Right.
As the athletic trainer. So,
yeah.
Who knows where that's going to be in the next however many months. So it's just been a lot of changes. That's life, I suppose. But
it is.
And that's probably boring to whoever else is listening. But,
well,
that's my shitty
giving
excuse.
Them a heads up as to, where we've been and what we've been into. So, I mean, Gabe, I guess I'll ask you, I know it's been 12 months, and I'm not expecting, a 12-month catch-up, segment here. But, what's something you've kind of fallen in love with here over the last year since we last did this?
A lot. Really? I don't know. It's funny because, we live next door to each other, so I know we know all this.
Yeah.
But
the people don't know.
The people are – our loyal listeners that we, our 12 loyal listeners that we have
we
been talked
for
to
a year.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. No, we really got into camping a lot this past year, which I kind of started about a year and a half ago looking into just different ways to camp with a family, stuff like that. And then, of course, Instagram and just social media, YouTube in general. It really, the algorithm starts to fine tune what you like.
Of course, yeah.
Or forces you to like
it's
what you like.
The government listening to you, man.
Yeah. Consumerism.
Why'd you say yeah like Macho Man Randy said?
Yeah.
That's the government listening to you, brother.
Nah. But anyways, I started looking into I'm not overlanding, but into overlanding type stuff. Yeah. And a really popular camping option are rooftop tents. And we ended up getting a rooftop tent last spring.
Yep.
And we've taken out a good bit for the past year, and that's been a really fun thing for us to do, just traveling around West Virginia, camping at different campgrounds, different places. I'm wanting to get into more dispersed camping, Just really, it's free camping that's in the middle of nowhere in West Virginia, next to creeks, upper mountains, stuff like that. I'd like to get into overlanding type stuff, but that's expensive because then you got to make like legitimate modifications to your vehicle. I like just driving gravel for service roads and finding a camp spot. But that's really what we've been up to extracurricularly, other than just the kids growing up fast.
I know.
So what about you?
No, I mean, I can't say I've been the same. I've just been, you know, shaping the young minds of America every day in the classroom. And which that's almost over.
No pressure.
Thankfully, it's been a year, man. You can tell just by, you know, talking to the kids and socializing with them and things like that. I think the pandemic, even, you know, 3 years after, you can tell it's kind of had an effect.
Oh, it's had a
socially
major
on
effect.
A lot of kids.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's something you kind of have to battle here and there. But, you know, still teaching, still doing the coaching thing, as you said previously. And, you know, the wife and I are, you know, we've gotten away a couple times. And, you know, one place we went to that we really enjoyed was Pipestem there in West Virginia. And that was beautiful. It was nice to get away. And, you know, I'm just talking on in terms of just West Virginia. I mean, obviously, we've gotten away to other states. Like, we've been to Tennessee and a couple of things.
Yeah.
You know? But looking at West Virginia as a whole, I mean, we've traveled it and done little things here and there. But the Pipestem trip, you know, that stuck out to me that we've done most recently.
Yeah.
It was really neat to go through. And
Pipestem's nice.
It is. Funny story.
Did you guys stay at the lodge or, like, one of the cabins? The lodge?
No, we were at the lodge.
It's nice. It
reminded me of The Shining. I mean, it's a lodge that was built, you know, when we stepped in, I told my wife, Kayla, I was like, this was built in the 70s, 100%. And
it was. It's that mid-century modern 60s, 70s feel.
It's kind of creepy, though. I'm not going to lie.
Is it the carpet?
I think.
Yeah.
But, like, the hallways are really narrow, and they're, I don't know how to explain it. Like, all the hallways, you know, they lead to a lot of the hallways lead to the same place, if that makes sense. I mean, you can take a wrong turn and still end up.
Red rum.
All right.
Red rum.
I don't like that. But that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
At times. And I was like, this is kind of great. Like, we went and ate dinner at the diner that they have there in the, you know, at the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there looking over the mountains and everything. They have a great view there. Mm-hmm. It's open. And the only thing I can think about were two twins just coming into the
like you just ride your tricycle around.
And I was like, oh, God, I don't like this. But it was a great trip. Funny story, on the way out, we punch in, you know, Pipestem State Park Resort in our GPS. And, you know, I'm sitting here just hanging out with Cambry in the backseat. You know, Kayla likes to drive because she gets car sick. So she was driving. I'm hanging out with Cambry, and we're watching videos, acting dumb, whatever. Excuse me. And all of a sudden, Kayla takes this turn, and I'm looking up through the windshield, and I'm like, you sure this is right? She's like, well, yeah, we're good. And, like, this is where the GPS is taking us. And I was like, all right, whatever you say. And, you know, we go out this gravel road for a while, and I thought it was just one of those situations where, you know, GPS takes you through these cut roads at times that like, kind of shave some time, but that's really sketchy and you really don't.
Take this logging road.
Yeah.
Drive over a mountain instead of around it.
So we're driving, and Kayla just stops. And, you know, I was actually playing my Nintendo because I was just trying to burn some time from, you know, until we got there. And I look up, and Kayla's like, I need help. I was like, what? She's like, there's a tree in the road. So I'm looking. It looks like an ATV. It looks like an ATV trail. And I'm like, this can't be right. We're in our Acadia. And I'm like, this can't be right. Kayla, no. Like, this isn't right. And she was like, just go move it. Like, you want me to move that tree? You want me to grab that tree with my bare hands and just move it?
Just be a man. Just be a man.
So anyway, it really wasn't that big of a tree. It was like a log. So I just grabbed it and kind of rolled it out of the way. And as I was walking back to the car, I was like, this isn't right. So I got back in the car, and I told Kayla, I was like, this isn't right. This is not where we need to be going. And she was like, well, you know, are you sure? And then I sat there and I thought, I was like, well, maybe not. I don't know. Let's just try it. I was just keep going. So we keep going. We drive through like a little creek and I'm like, this is really stupid. I don't know why we're still going out here. And Kayla's like, should I turn around? And I'm like, where are you going to turn around at?
It's a state park. There are gravel, like, Forest Service roads.
Oh, dude, there are no trespassing signs all over the place, and we're just going deeper into this place. and she's like, should I turn around? I'm like, where are we turning around at? Like, there's nowhere to turn around. So, you know, I move a couple other logs out of the road, and we drive over a down power line, and we did some really sketchy stuff in this Acadia. I'm surprised that, you know, we even made it out. So we keep going, and it says we've reached our destination. Kayla stops, and we're in the middle of the woods.
You were technically in the park, probably.
There's nothing around.
Like, you were in the boundaries of the park, just, like, on the back 140.
Dude, we were balls deep in Pipestem State Park, right here in the GMC Acadia. And, you know, Camry's in the back seat, and she just repeats what we say now. So she's just like, I don't think this is where we're supposed to be. I don't think this is where we're supposed to be. And, you know, we're just trying to, like, rationalize here. And so I'm just like, just keep going. We keep going. And all of a sudden, we come to a dead end.
Yeah. Like dead end as in, like, dude, like there's no more road. Or, it's gated. Yep. Okay. So you actually did come into, like, the boundary of the state park.
So gate is shut. It is padlocked. It's shut off. And I just told Kayla, I was like, we're going to have to make a 94-point turn, and we're going to have to head back. And we headed back, and, you know.
At least it wasn't, like, raining or something.
Yeah, at least I didn't have to move logs for the second time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, I will say, in your situation, like, doing all this camping stuff, like, I've got my truck, like, packed and, like, prepared for situations like that.
Yeah, but.
I mean, obviously in an Acadia, you're not going to have that, but.
No.
Thinking of, like, the campgrounds we're trying to get to and stuff, like.
Yeah.
I have, like.
We're not avid campers, Gabe.
I'm not going to say I'm an avid camper, but
you've got your, like, man versus wild survivor kit and everything, and I'm sitting here with, like, my travel bag of my swimming trunks.
It is way better than a man versus wild. Well, I can't. That depends what context. Not a buy from the store.
Dude, I'm like the millionaires. We're like the millionaires on Gilligan's Island. That's where we're at, brother. And I'm sitting here like, honey, I don't know why we're here. We need to turn around.
Oh, but darling.
Yeah. So we turn around. We start to make our way back. And I'm like, God dog it. And, you know, we get to this paved road and we take a random turn. I just told her, right or left, pick your poison. I don't really care. I said, just go, you know. And so we hit this asphalt and we take off and we're going. And, you know, eventually we come up to this, I wouldn't call it a trailer park. It was just a string of trailers. And there's this guy out there working in his yard, and we drive by him. And, you know, I told Kayla, I was like, maybe we should stop and ask for directions. And my wife was just like, you know, she took on the role of my dad, where he's like, no, we're not stopping to ask for directions. Like, we're not doing that. So we kept going. And, you know, we eventually hit a dead end again. So we turn around, and I told Kayla, I was like, we just need to stop. Stop, I'll ask this guy. So she stops, and she's like, I'm not talking to him. I'm not talking to him. My wife can't order food by herself in a drive-thru without laughing. So she rolls the window down. I'm like, excuse me, sir. Hey, you know, what's going on? And he comes over. Extremely helpful. And it just goes on back to what we've always said about Appalachians in terms of just being helpful. And I said, is there any way you could point back to a main road? And he just starts laughing at me. He's like, there ain't no main road out here, buddy. And I'm like, I figured that out.
Like, asphalt. Like, I'm looking for asphalt.
Damn it. And he's just like, you need to go out here, hang a left, head to 17, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'm like,
taking notes.
I'm like, right, yeah. I'm just like, can you repeat that? And it was just one of those things to where he just came up and helped. And, you know, his buddies, I think they all got a kick out of it when we stopped and rolled the window down. I think they got a kick out of it because, you know, they all had four-wheelers and side-by-side. So, like, I think they got a kick out of it when we pulled up in an SUV with our daughter strapped in the back. Like, you know, like we're.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me. Is there any way that you can point us to the nearest main road?
They were like, these people are not.
But when we pulled up, he was like, howdy, neighbor. And he had a sign in his yard that said, howdy, neighbor. And he just, I think it was one of his sayings. And it was a homemade sign. So I think that's something he was kind of known for. But
that's
like,
pretty cool.
I was just like, yeah, can you point me to like.
I want to put that sign in my front yard.
Howdy, neighbor.
Facing your house.
Every time we walk out, we just, howdy, neighbor. Literally like that. Simultaneously, yes. Whatever. So eventually, you know, we follow the directions he gave us, thankfully. Great guy. We get to the hotel, the resort or whatever, and it was a great time. I went in, checked in, and came back out to the car. And I looked around, and it's odd, but I looked around and I found $60 worth of 20s just laying scattered all over the parking lot. Not another car in the parking lot.
Hmm.
And walking back, I guess it's one of those things. You know how your teachers always ask you, like, what would you do if you found $1 million? Would you do the right thing and turn it in?
Did you turn it in the front desk?
Hell no. I took that 60 and bought dinner that night. But like,
I mean, there's no, like, no one's going to claim that.
No, and that's what there were no other, we were the only ones that, because we checked in on like it was a weekday that we checked in.
Yeah.
And
discount.
Yeah. So, you know, I just took that 60 and
100%
turned it in. Yeah.
So my question, I'm going to take this all the way back towards the beginning of your story. So you were playing Nintendo while Kayla was driving?
Yeah.
You're playing a Switch?
Yeah, I was bored.
And I haven't played a Nintendo since I was probably 12.
Well, you know me, I'm like a geek.
I know you are.
I was bored, and I was like...
That was the last thing like I expected you to say earlier.
Yeah, well,
but I was playing around my phone. No, I was playing my Nintendo.
There's no service.
I in my head, I wasn't envisioning a Nintendo Switch. I was envisioning like
an old Game Boy.
An old Game Boy.
Yes.
Like, not even a Game Boy Color.
Right. I know what you're saying. Like the gray.
Yeah, that's what it was in
like
my head.
Like the Nokia of Game Boys. You can slam that damn thing against the sidewalk and it's not going
to
bust.
I know it was probably close to nighttime. And I imagine that you had the thing that slid over the lamp that went over.
I didn't have the lamp.
With the magnifying glass.
I didn't have that.
And you were probably playing like Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. Probably the blue cartridge,
the yellow.
Whichever one that
That's
is.
What I grew up on.
Oh, really? I did blue.
So. But no, I mean, the trip was great. The scenery's beautiful. One of the things that I liked about Pipestem was the fact that they had this long hallway that connects the hotel to, like, the dining area and, like, the spa and, you know, a couple other rooms that you stay in. And it was just a long wall of famous West Virginians.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lady, which, you know, I grew up watching Nick at Night on Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
And
love Nick at Night.
Yeah. So, like, the show Three's Company. Remember Three's Company?
Yeah.
Janet, who was, like, the black-haired girl.
Mm-hmm.
I actually can't remember her name right now. I'm just.
No clue.
She's from West Virginia.
That's cool.
But I know if I looked up her name right now and said it, you would probably know because I just. You know these things.
Yeah.
So that was pretty neat. I went through and looked at all the famous West Virginians, and it was
pretty cool.
It was really neat.
And it's a really nice lodge there, though.
Dude, we went there. It was a great stay. The biggest thing I didn't like about it, I'm not going to lie, you know me, like, I get hot easily. Like, I sweat.
What was the AC, like, not...
They control their air conditioning and heat from one central location. So, ooh. Like, I can't turn the air on in my room. It's just heat.
And you guys went in the spring before things probably switched. Yep.
So, heat's still on. It's pouring in. And I'm miserable. You can't open the windows.
Dude, you sweat when it's, like, 58.
I sweat when it's 50.
Yeah.
Below.
Poor Kayla.
And I was just like, you know, luckily we took this industrial fan. Not an industrial fan, but it's, like, this small fan, but just... It pumps out the air, dude.
Yeah.
I put that right by my ear.
is that for the actual fan or is it just for the white noise? Like the...
A little bit of both.
I sleep with fans.
I can't sleep without a fan. I can't sleep without a fan. I mean, even the winter. Like, I have a fan on.
It's the white noise, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, or not white noise. The fan noise.
I know what you're saying.
Nah. Dude, so... Our most recent camping trip, we went back to...
Joyce DeWitt.
Oh, really? Doesn't ring a bell, but I believe you.
I'll show you a picture.
I'm glad she's from West Virginia, I suppose.
That's the girl. That was on Three's Company.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You still don't know?
Nah, I don't.
Oh, God dog it. I think so. Man, damn it.
If go there's ahead. Anybody, well, before I go on, like, if there's anybody that knows anything about any retro sitcom, it is you. I've witnessed that. We've played the trivia games with, like, intro songs, and you were 100%. And I'm like, I didn't even know this show was a show.
I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed by that.
No, don't be embarrassed. Like, that's
a that really, means that's I watched a, really a lot cool, of TV growing up.
I mean, it's kind of a cool party trick, I suppose. I thought it was cool because I like some old shows, but, like, you knew, like, old shows that I didn't know existed.
Yeah, I mean, you throw a theme song at me, I'll know it.
Yeah, we'll play that game one time on here.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Now, there's some I won't know, obviously, but I will.
I put
myself up there. We did it one night. We were drinking one night, and you threw like a...
Yeah, Alyssa like played like this YouTube video of like without you watching the TV of just...
Yeah, and I was like, I was up there. I mean, I knew the majority. Yeah,
like you were definitely over 70%.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll do that on an episode.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It'd be fun. No, but anyway, like our last... Most recent camping trip, we went to, again, the Arrowhead Bike Farm in Fayetteville, which Fayetteville's changed a little bit since we last talked.
Right.
So now the New River Gorge is a national park.
Right.
So a lot more going on and stuff. But, no, we ended up camping there again at the Arrowhead Bike Farm because Carson loves riding his bike and stuff like that. So... This campground, I don't know if I've talked about this before on any previous episode. It connects to the Arrowhead Bike Trails there in just right outside of Fayetteville, pretty much now part of the national park and stuff. But no, we stayed there, camped out. The campground itself has not only bike trails on their property that connect to the bike trails in the national park, but they also have like a pump track there. They have a restaurant that serves beer, which is really cool. And the camp spot that we were at was like right next to this pump track. So we were just like watching Carson and Allie, just ride around for hours on end. Bike shop there on site in case you need any issues and stuff like that. But that was a really, really, really good trip for us. Kind of kicked off the camping season for 2023. Went into town, hit up a couple restaurants, a couple stores. Lost Appalachia, always solid to go to for just a T-shirt or a sticker or something like that. Anything like that. But anytime you go to Fayetteville, it's just you just automatically feel like you're like pure granola outdoorsman. Something I strive to be but can't be in Point Pleasant. But it's just a good experience every single time.
Right.
But I don't know. That was... It was just a highlight this year. Another thing we did.
I started a fire with flint and steel once.
You did do that in our backyard. I struggled, and you were like, here, I'll do it. And, like, we're not talking, like a rod with a knife, like, striking.
Yeah, it was
this
literally.
Was, like, literally a chunk of flint and a, like.
I think it wraps like, around like, your knuckles, yeah, kind of, and you yeah. just scrape your striker, knuckles yeah. against yeah. it. And if you miss...
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, you're crying.
I know.
You're crying.
Yeah. Because I did try to, brush up on that. I need to practice that some more.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It would suck that they did make lighters or something.
Another thing that's happened the past year.
Well, you're like, yeah, that's something I need to brush up on, my flint steel game before we head out, backpacking across Wyoming. The
minimalist.
Like, I can picture Alyssa and the kids just, Gabe, are you getting a fire? You know, like, yes, and you're just striking the shit out of some flint.
Damn it. Nah.
They're like, come on. And then we're cold. And you're just like.
And Alyssa's like, here, I pack this lighter.
You're just like.
And we have fire. Nah.
Yeah, I got to practice that.
Now, another thing we've kind of gotten into as a family, Carson's really enjoyed it. It's something that I grew up watching and enjoying as a kid and into adulthood is we took the kids to a NASCAR race.
Okay, yeah.
We went down to Richmond, Virginia,
right.
Camped in a state park, just Pocahontas State Park, literally just outside of Richmond, Virginia.
Right.
And did all that. Carson's all about it. We're hardcore Bubba Wallace fans now. Carson loves Bubba.
I like Bubba.
I mean, like, it's hilarious because, like, yeah, I watched NASCAR going through, but Carson, when he was like 4 or 5 years old, he was like, hey, who drives that McDonald's car? I'm like, Bubba Wallace.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. So he started rooting for Bubba Wallace. Well, one of his other sponsors is, it just happens to be Carson's favorite pop, Dr. Pepper. So that just like further ingrained. So marketing works on kids still too. Yeah. And like, I mean, I've always kind of pulled for Bubba. So this past year, like Carson's all in. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go all in with Carson for Bubba.
Yeah.
Because I find myself pulling for him for every race. Hey, Bubba's my guy.
Yeah. Even, you know, when we first got back into NASCAR together, you and I mean, we always pull for Bubba anyway.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know why it was such a natural thing.
It just was.
But it just was.
All of us.
Yeah.
I mean, even when we watched, you know.
Yeah. We want him to do well, So, like, now we're just straight up Bubba fans, well, man.
I'm going to jump on that bandwagon with you because I don't think Martin Truex is going to last much longer.
He's got a couple good years left in him, maybe.
We'll see.
He was actually supposed to retire after last year.
Well, that's what I thought. So, we'll see what he's got left in the tank.
Yeah, so.
And we'll go from there.
Nah, this is actually a pretty fitting discussion.
I mean, yeah.
Appalachian NASCAR, that's a thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe we throw a little bit of that in here and there.
We can do that. I'm down with it.
Alyssa also gave me the go-ahead to get tickets for the Daytona 500 next year.
Am I included in that?
If you want to take off work in February. Coach.
Is it in February?
Yeah, it's in February. Daytona 500, February.
I feel like I went to the Daytona 500 one year, and it was in the summer.
No, they used to have like a – they always have a summer race in Daytona.
Well, maybe that's what I went
to. But it's not the Daytona 500. Daytona 500 is literally the first race of the year, and it's in February.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I won't be going to that.
Yeah, coach.
Yeah.
I got to figure out how to take off for next year.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Good thing I'm the manager. But anyways, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, been a lot of changes that have happened around our community. I mean, you know, one thing that we had talked about in our podcast previously was the fact that, you know, small town and big fish, small pond, yada, 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 is one thing that we'd always talked about in terms of people always want to, you know, cast out their line and want to get this big fish. And it's like, let's get a lot of little fish.
Let's feed those small businesses. They swung for the fences, and they got one, man.
They swung for the fences for a big fish, and they got one. But it's not to the fact that – I will say it's not to the fact that, you know, nothing's happening. You know, nothing's gotten started. It's – our little fish are swimming.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You know what I mean? Our main street's booming.
Oh, it's doing really well.
But
shout out to Chris Reiser for continuing to foster 100%. That.
Yeah.
He's the director of our main street program. Fortunately, a lot of small businesses were already popping up before he kind of took the helm of that, but he's doing a great job.
Well, we've developed a nice little farmer's market, too, on Saturdays that Chris has spearheaded and has taken, you know, control of and things like that.
Big stuff.
You know, again, it's not the fact that we swung for the fences here. It's the fact that, you know, we've built this, and one of these big fish has finally entered our current of water, you know what I mean, and with one big fish, it attracted another big fish, which attracted another big fish, and, you know, now, you know, our small town of Point Pleasant's looking at three major
industries
coming in.
In the next, what, 2 to 3 years?
They're
happening.
One at the
like
southern end of the county, one at the northern end of the county, and one smack dab in the middle of the county.
Yeah,
and
pretty cool.
And it's... our small town's going to change more than what we think.
I know.
And the impact is going to be...
pleasantly frightening.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's scary. You know, a lot of the older people I've talked to, they welcome it, obviously, and we welcome it. But it's kind of overwhelming. It's nerve-wracking because, you know, Point Pleasant isn't going to be the Point Pleasant that we've grown up around and been in.
I mean, in the next 10 to 15 years, it's going to be a large, I would expect it to be a little bit of a larger town. My fears aren't so much, but it's part of that, but are we prepared for that?
That's my concern.
I mean, we're still in city council at this point, and is the city prepared for that infrastructurally?
Yeah.
If that's a word.
It's what worries me.
like
when we think of like roads. Going through our town, it's a, you know, your typical two-lane, skinny Well, probably how many stoplights we have? Like three,
one,
four?
One, two, three.
Four up by Speedway. One, two. Three or four. Three?
Yeah.
It's nerve-wracking. I mean, you know, on the northern end of the county, you have these semis that are going to be coming through anyway. It's scary. It is, because, you know, we've been brought up here, which I've grown up in Point Pleasant. Gabe's grown up a little bit north of here. You're going to see an influx of people here that, you know, you're going to see numbers here downtown that you've never seen before. And it's not that it's scary. It's like you said, it's pleasant. I'm saying it's definitely pleasant. I love the fact
it's Mayberry.
Yeah, and it's gonna be different.
Say I know estimates have said that Mason County, the population of Mason County could potentially triple. I think that's hard to believe.
I don't know. You're talking about three major industries coming in.
I know, but still, like, imagine we currently have about 26,000 people in Mason County. Can you imagine us, like, in the next 10 years going up to 60 to 70. That's hard to believe.
It is. I think the thing that makes me think about this the most is, like, we're not your typical West Virginia.
We're not. We're flat. We're a flat Ohio Valley.
We're right by, and that's what I was gonna say. Like, we're right against Ohio. You know, we're an hour away from Kentucky.
And with those three major industries too, like, there's gonna be a lot of, like, spinoffs from that and, like, other things that pick up.
It's great. Yeah. I am excited.
I'm excited.
I am so excited.
But I want us to be ready.
I'm nervous. You know what I mean?
I'm nervous too. Because, I mean, we're facing a housing shortage, number one.
Facing
number
two, a homelessness issue here.
People are going to build houses. Mm-hmm. With building houses, can we handle, I mean, from an infrastructure standpoint, sewer? I know the city of Point Pleasant at this point, like,
we're
at capacity. Like,
we're at capacity. It's scary.
Like, we're going to have to, like, really dig in and get ready for another poop plant or something like that. I don't know.
You just call it a poop plant?
Poopy.
You just call it a poop plant?
It's a poop plant.
I've never heard anybody call it a poop plant.
The processed poop. Clean the water. Yeah. If you think about it.
Well, yeah. It's poop plant. Like, a poop plant. I never
poopy.
I don't know what that's from. I'm not getting it. You said it twice.
I know, but I just think it's funny.
Oh, so you're just saying it. I thought it was, like, from a TV show.
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
So you're just
it probably could be, but I don't know. But enough about poop. Nah. But it's been good to get back on the mic, man.
It has been. It has been.
I know this has been kind of a discussion, catching up
and stuff
like that. But there'll be more to come. I'm sure we'll have some pretty cool folks on and talking about some pretty cool stuff.
Some cool folks, yep.
Sharing some cool experiences.
Who's Sharon?
I don't know Sharon.
I'm just kidding. Guys, it has been great. I've missed it, even sitting here just for this short comeback episode. Like, it has been a blast to sit here and hang out with Gabe, have a couple cold ones, and talk about what's going to be Appalachian in the future. So
it's been long overdue.
Has been. So.
We've had a lot of cold ones since we've had an episode.
Yeah, we have.
Together, like, a lot.
Yep.
But doing it over the mic, it's been good.
It's different. So, guys, tune in next month.
Yeah.
For us, it sounds weird not saying next week, but we can't manage that.
Next time.
That's a better one.
In case something pops up.
Yeah, tune in next time with us. I promise you we're not going to leave you hanging. This is something that Gabe and I are adamant about getting back into. So, you know, hopefully you guys tune back in next month and tell your mamas, your pawpaws, your uncles and your aunties, and we'll be back next time. And this is Cody Greathouse signing off.
Along with Gabe Roush.
You're rusty.
I'm very rusty. I'm trying to work the... Go get me another beer.
I love y'all.
I love y'all. Take care.